Very kind of you, Grandad. But there was no need for you to go to the trouble.
You said you wanted something to stop that heifer suckling, didn't you?
Yes. I was going to catch one of your gadgets next time I was over at Brookfield.
Well, I've saved you the trouble. Which is the heifer that needs it?
Well, she's over there in the next field.
Oh, making herself unpopular with the others, eh?
Yeah, very unpopular.
Right, well, look, I've got a moment. Would you like a hand to fit it?
Oh, yes, please. It's a two-man job, really.
Needs two people, anyway.
What?
You'll have to excuse me, Tony. I promised Phil I'd be over at Brookfield this morning.
But you just offered to help.
Well, I don't think you'll have to do it on your own. Look who's coming over.
Pat.
I'll see you, Tony.
Well, you don't have to go
look,
just...
I'm not much good at playing gooseberry, lad. Cheer over now.
Oh, cheerio, Grandad.
Hello, Pat.
Hello, Mr. Archer.
I'm afraid it's hello and goodbye.
I haven't frightened him off, have I?
No, not at all. I'm glad you could make it this morning.
Now, what's on the work list?
Oh, I don't expect you to pitch in here.
Well, I'm not going to stand round idle, if that's what you think.
Oh, but you're not dressed for... What? I mean...
You've got a smock I can borrow, haven't you?
Well, yes.
And a pair of boots?
Yes.
So what's our first job?
Well, actually, I was going to put this plate on one of the heifers.
Oh, sucking problems. Mm. Oh, shouldn't take long to fit.
The last one did.
Why?
Well, by the time I'd caught the heifer and roped her to a post, I was flat out.
Oh, that's a much easier way.
I wish I'd thought of it.
Come on, I'll show you.
Hey, have you done this sort of thing before?
No, but I think I know what to do. Find me something to put on and we'll get busy. Come on.